Howdy and Frank Show, broadcasting live from the Morongo Casino Studios in Los Angeles. Courtney Cox is making her directorial debut. Her movie, Just Before I Go, was released in select theaters today, and it's going to be on demand and on iTunes and Blu-ray DVD on May 12th. And we have Courtney on the phone with us. Hello, Courtney.
Hi there.
Good morning.
Tell me you wake up every morning and you turn on the Heidi and Frank Show, please.
Every morning.
Thank you.
See, she knows just what to say. Just what to
she
say.
Does. She's a sweetheart. I got to know, too, it is early. I mean, is this early for you, or are you normally an early person?
No, I've got a kid. I'm usually up by now.
Well, you got a kid and you got your dogs, too, right?
By the way, Coco was not at the house last night, and the dogs woke me up about four times.
Right. And if you have animals or kids, no one's sleeping in until, you know, 10 o'clock in the
especially
morning.
Especially one of our dogs are really old, so he just got this old man cough, and it's pretty brutal.
So this is radio, so to create the theater of the mind, could you let us all know exactly what you're wearing right now?
Okay, well, right at this moment, I'm wearing a black short bathrobe.
Oh, my perfect. God. See, she knows. She knows exactly.
Did you see the cover of People magazine where they named Sandra Bullock the most beautiful woman of the year?
No, I didn't, but she sure is beautiful.
I thought after I saw your pictures at the premiere of your movie, Just Before I Go, in that red dress, that People made a mistake and you should have been on the cover.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank
because
you.
That dress, the headline that I saw that showed you in that dress said, Courtney Cox, Cleavetastic.
Maybe my cleavage should have been on the cover then.
You're right.
My God. So what year did you sell your soul to the devil? Because you look fantastic.
You really do. You actually look better
what
now
is the
than
secret?
You ever did.
Do you have a secret?
I guess I'm just happy.
Happy does look good on people.
Yeah.
I always like to hear, you know, when somebody's like lives to be 90 or 100 and they always like, well, I have a couple glasses of red wine every night. That makes me so happy. I'm like, yes, that's good news. I'm going to live.
So what's it like being on the other side of the camera and being the director for the first time in your new movie, Just Before I Go?
I love it. I had such a great time. I've directed a bunch of cougar towns, and I did a Lifetime movie with one of the stars of the movie that's coming out today, Garrett Dillahunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. It's perfect for my personality. It's something I want to continue to do. But this movie in particular is a real passion project. It's about serious subject matters, but it's really laugh-out-loud funny.
So what is the subject? What is it, Just Before I Go, what's it all about?
Okay, it's about a guy who wants to end his life, but before he does, he goes to his hometown to right some of the wrongs and confront some of the people that he thinks put him in the position to be weak in his life. And as he does, he just gets swept up in everyone else's life and problems, and you realize that everyone is suffering and everyone has issues, and he just gets swept up in life.
It looks so good, Courtney. I've seen the trailer, you know, a couple of times now, and it just looks so good. And the thing I mean, I've always been a fan of Sean William Scott, and just, he's so hilarious. Just the looks that he makes on his face.
He has a funny face.
It's just, he's so good.
And he's really dry in this because he plays more of the straight role.
Right.
So it's something completely different, but he plays it with just, you know, he's very earnest, and it's great. And then there's a lot of crazy characters around him, a lot. But they're played, every cast member is amazing. The music is fantastic. You know, three of the songs were written by Snow Patrol, my fiancé Johnny, and the lead singer Gary Lightbody.
Now, how were they able to get their songs on the movie soundtrack?
Did they know somebody?
And then through them, I've met so many other great artists that were so gracious to give me songs, and it's fantastic.
Courtney Cox on the phone with us. She's directed the movie that's released today in select theaters, Just Before I Go. Now, I see that you're the director, but David Arquette is the executive producer. Is that strange at all, working with your ex?
No, we're really good friends. He actually is one of the reasons why I found the script, because we were having a development meeting about something with the writer of that. His name is Dave Flabott, and I had a really bad cold, and he helped. He said he was having to do a lot of the talking because I was not feeling well. But anyway, that's how I got the script in the first place.
And you guys work together anyway, because I'm a huge fan of Celebrity Name Game.
Celebrity Name Game is a fantastic show that people should check out. It's Craig Ferguson is a riot, and it's fun. I'm on that show. I don't go on a lot because I'm really bad at it, but I love to watch it. I'm actually going to do it with Lisa Kudrow in a couple of weeks.
So Celebrity Name Game, what was the premise? You have to do what?
You have to guess celebrities of all types, not just, you know, actors and actresses, but, you know, sports people, I mean, just everybody.
Based on clues?
Yeah.
Well, I was so happy about this because we've been playing this, as I know a lot of people do. You know, we would get together with friends on a Friday or Saturday. We would play this, you know, just game night with friends. And then when this show comes out, I'm like, oh, my God, that's what we play. This is amazing. Yeah. It's really, really funny.
It's fun. And the set's really cool looking. And it's just different than most game shows. It's really energetic. And you'd love it.
You seem very down to earth and cool. Giving yourself a scale of 1 to 10, how high maintenance Courtney Cox is, what would you give yourself? 10 being super high maintenance and 1 being low.
I have to ask. Johnny, how high maintenance am I? 1 to 10.
Two.
All right. Johnny.
Now tell me this. When you and Johnny are out to dinner together and he orders something and you order something, when the food comes and you see his plate and if you like something on his plate, will you ask him for a bite or will you just take your fork over there and fork it off his plate?
I'd probably say, can you give me a bite?
All right. That's two for two in my book.
And you know what sucks, too, is that it just never fails when I'm out to dinner. I always order the worst thing. Like, whoever I'm having dinner with, I'm like, oh, you ordered the better thing. And then I want to eat it off your plate.
I don't do that very often because I'm so particular I don't have a huge, well, I have a big palate, but I don't eat that many things.
You keep it simple.
Well, because you don't eat that many things, have you ever snuck an entire meal into a movie?
No, I'm not that picky. No. I can get into some hot tamales and popcorn.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I swear, I've seen somebody behind me with a full-on bucket of chicken and the side of potatoes and slaw from KFC. I'm like, how in the hell did you get that in here?
I don't know, but they know what they're doing.
Right.
Well, we have a game for you. We were talking to Corey Michael Smith, the actor from the show Gotham. I don't know if you're watching Gotham at all. It's a great show. He plays the Riddler, and I played a little game with him that he sucked at. He didn't get one of these right.
He was horrible.
And I want to see if Courtney Cox can actually get any of these right, okay?
Okay.
Now, he played the Riddler on Gotham.
Keep that in mind.
Here are the questions.
Oh, no, this makes me nervous. Okay.
This is fill in the blanks, okay? A hillbilly with a violin is called a what?
A hillbilly.
A fiddler.
Yes. All right. Here's the next question.
I told you she'd get that.
Someone nervously rolling their thumbs over one another is a what?
A twiddler.
A twiddler. She's two for two. All right.
Ah, yes.
Man, knife, stick.
A whittler.
A whittler. She's three for three. All right. Here
what
we go.
What did I tell you?
Another name for a penis. Another name for a penis.
Oh, boy.
Talking to Courtney Cox here.
I'm just going to have to go with diddler, but I don't know.
Oh, you were so close. It's piddler.
Yeah.
That's what my mother used to call that. Stop playing with your piddler.
All right, here.
Stop diddling with your diddler, I think sounds better.
I almost should just give you the last one because here's the last one, the final question. The TV show To Catch a Predator went undercover to bust a what?
Oh, shoot.
You had it.
You had it.
The continent.
It was a diddler. Yes, you already said
diddler
twice.
That's why I almost got it.
I'm going to give it to you anyway. I'm going to give it to you.
You should have been catching his piddler, and the other one's a diddler.
Thank you, Courtney Cox. Congratulations on this movie coming out today.
Looks
it also
so good.
Comes out on iTunes and on demand, Blu-ray DVD on May 12th. And be sure and follow Courtney on Twitter at Courtney Cox. If you're up this early ever again, you want to stop in and hang out with us, feel free, okay?
Okay, will do.
Thanks, Courtney.
We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.